in Jub de Musem Samen.
Ich tanz die ganze Nacht.
Plischen Ziel und Nutsch.
Und trotzdem bin ich allein.
Passem Usem Samen.
Boš več sama, 11. mednarodni festival sodobnih umetnosti. Mesto žensk, nevarnost. Od 7. do 14. oktobra v Ljubljani, Mariboru in Črnomlju.
Question I have to ask, are you a feminist?
Am I a feminist? I think I am, yeah. But I don't think that I define it in a very traditional way. I think that for me it's important that as a girl or as a woman you can do whatever you want, whatever comes up in your head, and that you the goals that you have for yourself, that you want to get to them. And I think that I come from a society where that is originally, I mean, where that is not always the case, where you don't always have these rights, and that I've been like displaced into another society where then, like Mares said, feminism is not a fancy word, you know, it's not good to be a feminist nowadays in Western Europe, it's very hard, but not only in Western Europe, it's everywhere. But I think I am, not only for myself and for what I want to achieve in my life as a person, but just for the fact that there are still a lot of women in the world that really do not have a lot of rights, like in the Arabic world or whatever, even in the home room how do you call that, the house room, where a lot of women go and make career, but at the same time when they're home they have to be a mother. And so yeah, I am, and and for me it is a political question, just like they discussed in the debate. And I wish there were more. That's all. Yeah.
No, especially in your area.
No, everywhere. I think everywhere. I just wish there were more women who are not afraid of saying that they are feminist, because I don't think it's really a curse. I think it gives you. I don't want to let myself be defined by it. That's another thing, but I don't think it's a curse, and I think it gives you the possibility to deal with a lot of anger, or with a lot of things that you are frightened from in society, and it can give you this kind of security in yourself, and it can give you some other possibilities of thinking and rethinking about what your function is in society and where do you want to go. That's you see that relations between female and male are not are much more complex than they seem, and so
this looks like any scenario.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, that it's. Yeah, that first I was, and then I said like, no, I don't want to use that word anymore, because I started seeing it as that curse. You know, why if you are a woman and you want to do something, whether it is do something within politics, or whether you want to make music, or whether you want to make art, or you want to make films, I didn't find it suitable, because it limited me in what I was working. But on the other hand, it's something that is inside of me and that I can't help coming out. Maybe that's because I come from a society because I think that most societies that are like majority Muslim have women have another position than societies that are not, and I think therefore it's quite important for me to say that I am.
Now you're speaking from experience. I mean, the way you said, that women in, let's say, Muslim society has different position, yeah? You're speaking not as a religious person, but as your own experience.
Yeah, but I do think that it is the case, not only because you can read in the holy book that a woman doesn't have the same position, and that a woman, when she has her menstruation, she's in a filthy period, which is not only mentioned in the Quran, but it is only mentioned in the Bible, while it's a very natural process. But I think that, for example, in Western Europe, women have achieved a certain kind of equality that is not at all the case in a Muslim society, where women really belong to their father or to the man they marry. And then you've got a couple of more Muslim countries where there is a certain kind of women emancipation, but sometimes it's only on the outside, on the exterior, and it's not at home. Because at home they are still the ones who have to do all the... They have to do the kitchen, and I think those are really very simple situations. But I mean, like, I haven't seen a lot of men in Muslim society who cook for their wife just to make her a surprise, for example, which would be a very nice gesture. Maybe it's exaggerated and it's too general, but I don't think that you find a lot of them.
You said you are living in Belgium, yeah? What brought you there?
Actually, I was very young when I went to Belgium. My parents moved to Belgium because of political problems in Kosovo. My father was a doctor and he lost his job, and so he had to work because he didn't have any money. And all the possibilities for him to work were closed in Kosovo. So therefore he moved to Belgium, and then he started working there, and then he stayed there because afterwards there were all the political problems that started in ex-Yugoslavia, and the war in Kosovo was like very much later, like in 1999, but and if you stay so much time in one country, then I mean, I didn't really have the choice. I had to go. So now I have the choice to go back if I want to, and maybe I will do that. But
no, I was just thinking, you said you were very young when you moved there.
Yeah.
I was thinking that perhaps, you know, when you move from one space to another, that you see and you get different optic, you know, view on things.
Yeah.
Perhaps that you see some kind of big difference between Belgium, you know, and Kosovo or something. But you said you were young, and that time you were
feminist. Then I couldn't see it, but I mean, I'm still very much in contact with my Kosovo roots, so I go back a lot, and I have a lot of contact with family and with friends. So, and it is a completely different society. I mean, it's incomparable, actually, because they're... Yeah, I mean, in Kosovo you can go to certain areas in villages and you have the feeling that you're like in Middle Ages, while if you go to a city you encounter people that think the same way as my friends do in Brussels. So it's this shift between something that is very ancient and something that is very modern is fascinating to me. It's not that I don't judge it, you know, but it's just completely different from a lot of, from Western European countries.
What indications have this feminism in Kosovo? I mean, what are the stereotypes, you know? How the feminists look like in that Middle
Kosovo.
Age area?
In the Middle Age area, you don't find feminists.
No, or what do you think how the feminists look like, you know?
What they think about feminism. Well, they think of it in a very stereotyped way, I think. Not everybody, but like most of the people. Yeah, you've got also a little movement of more left-wing people that are more concentrated on ideals like all the European youth of this period. But I mean, like, if you go to a village like that and I start talking to an old lady, if I talk to my grandmother who also lives in a village, then I'm fascinated in some way or another by their wisdom because of their age. In another level, I feel pain for them because they had a very difficult life as a woman and they had a very inferior position as opposed to males. And it wasn't easy for them, and it's still not easy for other people because there are still women that have to go through that kind of living. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to your video, a short movie, how should I call it? How is this feminism, included?
In the short movie? Yes. Yeah, well, I think one of the places where it's really included is the choice of the fact that I chose to work solely with female characters, and that I really compared one female character to another, from one situation and one space to another, from one symbol of sexuality like the pinup to another symbol that's completely desexualized, but that I sexualize in a way in the film, that is a woman wearing a burqa. And it's all centered around looking at female images and being almost completely obsessed and by these images of women that always emerge. Like, for example, the pinup was a very powerful image in the 50s that was almost produced for the soldiers who were fighting in American soldiers. It's even earlier, it's 40s, to give them some kind of pleasure far away. And I thought that this kind of exposing of erotics and can be linked to some kind of completely not exposing female bodies except for their eyes. Like, for example, in Arabic culture, you've got a lot of poetry that talks about the eyes because it's the only part of the body that you see. And I think, in a way, when you also with some Greek sculptures that are very ancient, from antique sculptures, when you see them, it's like they have cloth on them, but still they are it's erotic to look at them. And I think that's I think sometimes when you don't show things, they become even more erotic. I don't know if that's a feminist point of view, but I played with these kind of really prefabricated images of women, and I tried not to comment on them, but like on an emotional level to mix them and to make them fit in some kind of universe. And there are also on another level images of militarized women in burqas, and that's I think that's quite a powerful image for not for a feminist movement, but still, yeah, you can relate it also to other people who've done work with feminism and military. And because what I think is funny sometimes with all this discussion about Muslim women is that, for example, in some countries they have to be militarized, they have to go to the military, but on the other hand, they have a completely inferior position and they are just like used, their bodies are used in a way to serve the country, but they don't get anything in response. And I think that's, it shocks me. And not only that, and so, yeah.
But you know, I mean, as far as I know, this is quite well-known position of a woman. On one side to be a housewife, and on the second one to be a fighter, used as a, you know, I don't know, an object for a country, you know. I mean, this is what I noticed. But on which women group are you actually focusing in this short movie? I mean, which are the women that you're using?
which women have played in my movie, you mean? It's all women of all of different origins.
Nebošvet Sama, 11. mednarodni festival sodobnih umetnosti. Mesto žensk, nevarnost. Od 7. do 14. oktobra v Ljubljani, Mariboru in Črnomlju.